Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also things we can look for in our dark skies. As usual, getting the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips, and we've got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, the planet Venus will be bright and easily visible throughout the evening until it sets at around 9:30. The moon is a mere waxing crescent this week and as such will make for a very attractive addition to our dark skies.
And I understand you've got an update on a story that we've had several times on the show, the interesting story of Betelgeuse.
Yes, the continuing saga of the star Betelgeuse, known in Hawaii as Kaulua Koko. It continues. This once very bright star has been dimming quite dramatically over the past year, and new images captured by the Very Large Telescope, or VLT, in Chile have shown us just how drastic the change has been. These new images of the star have shown not only a decrease in brightness, but also that the star has appeared to change shape, something very unusual indeed.
Change shape, that's one I'm sure that people are curious about. Explain how something like that could happen.
Well, red supergiant stars are not your typical tidy, fun balls of stellar joy, such as the Sun. They are incredibly cantankerous as stars go, and they are so large that their outer layers can become completely distended, so they don't really resemble round stars at all.
And that means if you got close enough, it wouldn't appear round like the Sun?
No. And one of the theories regarding this change in brightness is that these outer layers are undergoing some sort of turmoil, perhaps as material in these layers cools and descends back down to lower altitudes.
And Chris, there's been some discussion this thing could go supernova. What's your take on that?
Well, personally, I think that's not what's going on here. I believe that what we are seeing is merely the acting out of an old cantankerous star that's approaching the end of its days. However, that said, the universe is full of surprises, and our knowledge of these supergiant stars is limited. So all we can really do is stay tuned.
And that'll be on a future Stargazer with you, Christopher Phillips. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week, and you can find Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.